The most common form of dementia is Alzheimer's disease, and currently it can only be definitively diagnosed in an autopsy by examining the brain. Now, new research suggests a relatively simple blood test might make it possible to predict who is at a higher risk for developing dementia. Beta amyloid is a protein that shows up in the brains of Alzheimer's victims. It's also present in spinal fluid and in very small quantities in the blood. In a new report, researchers used 9 years of data gathered on individuals who showed no sign of dementia when they started the study. Blood samples taken at the beginning of the study were compared with dementia scores at the end of the trial. Professor Christine Yaffe of the University of California, San Francisco, says the less beta amyloid in a person's blood, the higher the risk of dementia.
Because the idea is that it's clumping up or building in the brain, therefore it's somehow lower when you measure it outside the brain.
Yaffe and her colleagues also found that people with low levels of beta amyloid, which she calls an at-risk signature, tended to avoid dementia if they had more education or were mentally active. There are no effective medical treatments to prevent Alzheimer's disease, but she says this finding suggests that there might be a good reason to learn if you're at higher risk of dementia.
You might be able to do something about it by using your brain more, exercising your brain, and really revving up the brain's plasticity to maybe withstand what might be an at-risk signature.
Christine Yaffe's study is published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA. A blood test could presumably be used in wide-scale screening for people at risk of dementia. Not so for another technique described in the same issue of JAMA, using a PET scan to image beta amyloid deposits in the brain, which normally are seen only in an autopsy. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is considering approving the test. A study done by the company that makes the dye used in the procedure reports that the test is highly accurate. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.